It was Father Martin's idea that I should write an account of how I found the body. I asked, "You mean as if I were writing a letter, telling it to a friend?" Father Martin said, "Writing it down as if it were fiction. As if you were standing outside yourself, watching it happen, remembering what you did, what you felt, as if it were all happening to someone else." I knew what he meant, but I wasn't sure I knew where to begin. I said, "Everything that happened, Father? Or just that walk along the beach uncovering Ronald's body?" "Anything and everything you want to say. Write about the college and about your life here, if you like. I think you might find it helpful." "Did you find it helpful, Father?" I don't know why I spoke these words. They just came into my mind and I let them out. It was silly, really, and in a way it was impertinent, but he didn't seem to mind. After a pause, he said, "No, it didn't really help me, but then it was all a very long time ago. I think it might be different for you." I suppose he was thinking about the war and being taken prisoner by the Japanese, the awful events that happened in the camp. He never speaks about the war, but then why should he do so to me? But I don't think he speaks to anyone, not even to the other priests. This conversation happened 2 days ago, when we were walking together through the cloisters after evensong. I don't go to Mass anymore, not since Charlie died, but I do go to evensong. It's a matter of courtesy, really. It doesn't seem right working at the college, taking money from them, accepting all their kindness and never attending any of the services in the church. But perhaps I'm being too sensitive. Mr. Gregory lives in one of the cottages, as I do, and teaches Greek part-time. But he never attends church except when there is music he wants to hear,